The Philippines is making final preparations for the 51st International Eucharistic Congress, which opens January the 24th in the city of Cebu. Thousands of delegates from the Philippines and from over 70 countries around the world are expected to attend the event. The theme for the Congress is Christ in You, Our Hope of Glory, which is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. The choice of the Asian nation for the 51st Congress was announced by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI during a video message at the conclusion of the previous Eucharistic Congress held in Dublin in June 2012. The organiser of that event was the Bishop of Elphin in the northwest of Ireland, Kevin Doran. He's also leading a pilgrimage group to Cebu. The bishop spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about his hopes for this year's gathering.
Well, it gathers momentum. Obviously, in the beginning, you look at it and you ask yourself, where do I start with this? Like looking into a bucket. And gradually, I suppose you begin to get a sense of what the priorities are. And the first thing we had to do in Dublin, and I imagine it should be the same in relation to Cebu, is to agree with the Holy See the dates and the theme of the Congress. So the Irish bishops put a proposal to the Holy See in relation to the theme and the dates. And once they were agreed, then we were able to plan ahead. But it started off with really just one person working on it, and that was myself. By the time we finished, we had over 50 people actually employed and 2,000 volunteers. So it becomes quite big as time goes on, and we couldn't have done without any of those bodies.
What is it, do you think, makes a Eucharistic Congress so special and so important?
Well, again, that's an interesting thing, because when it started in Dublin, people really weren't that terribly enthusiastic about it. It was in the middle of a recession. I suppose we were still reeling from the whole business of clerical child abuse, and people tended to say, you know, this is not a great time for doing something like this. And people often do that. They say the same about the promotion of vocations and so on. But my approach to things tends to be that this is the time we have. And in many respects, in relation to our Congress in 2012, the theme of communion with Christ and with one another was very appropriate to healing the hurts that were present in our society, partly due to the failures of the church in the area of child abuse, but also in terms of the sense of betrayal that many people felt over the collapse of the economy.
How interesting is the international aspect of it, having different countries literally converging on a city, your city, which was the Eucharistic Congress in Dublin, and of course now in Cebu in the Philippines?
I think it's hugely important, because just as, you know, we tend to live much of our lives as Christians within the limits of our own parish community, and sometimes we may get involved with our diocese, but the notion of being part of a universal church, which is you know, one holy, Catholic, and apostolic for all its human limitations, that's an important source of encouragement and support to people. And so in our experience in Dublin, for instance, at one end of the scale, we had 1,000 pilgrims who came from Canada who reflected the fruitfulness of the previous Congress in Quebec City in 2008. You know, the sense that people were prepared to literally get up and travel huge distances to arrive in Dublin, which was well outside their area of experience. You know, it was a tremendous sense of encouragement to us. I feel that as an expression of our solidarity with the people of the Philippines, it is very important that we have a delegation going. I would have liked it to be bigger, but of course it's a long distance, and it's a kind of funny time of the year in terms of the European kind of calendar, if you like. But you know, when you consider the huge presence of Filipinos in our own country, particularly working in areas like healthcare and in the hospitality industry, and the contribution that they make to our parishes on a weekly basis, you know, in terms of their presence and their good humour and their spirituality. It's very important for us to go there and see where it all comes from and be part of their celebration.
I just would like to clarify that you are leading the delegation to this 51st Eucharistic Congress to Cebu in the Philippines. That's right.
That's right, yeah.
What do you think the pilgrims will be able to expect from the city and from the experience itself in the Philippines?
Well, I think there are a couple of things that are particularly significant. One of the things that I'm very aware of, for instance, is that the Philippines is the majority Catholic community in Asia, along with East Timor, but the Philippines particularly. Most of Asia is not Catholic or even Christian. And so I suppose the theme of the Filipino, of the Congress in Cebu, Christ in You, Our Hope of Glory, is a way of reminding us that each one of us, because of Christ in us, carries hope, not just for ourselves, but for others. And that's a particularly strong statement in relation to the church in Asia, because the church in the Philippines has that mission, if you like, to be the light of faith for the people of Asia.
What advice would you have with the organisers of this Eucharistic Congress, seeing that you've been there yourself?
Well, with a certain tongue-in-cheek, I could say that at this stage, advice won't be much use to them. We got some of the best advice in the weeks before the Congress, and it was too late to do anything about it. But I suppose the important thing I would say to them, if I'm saying it to them now, is to trust in God that the Congress is going to be good. They've done the work, and that they should now enjoy. Obviously, they still have to keep their eye on the ball, but that they should enjoy celebrating the presence of so many people, both Filipinos and people of other nationalities, with them in the city of Cebu, and make it a celebration of thanksgiving for them for God's blessings over the last hundreds of years in the Philippines.